Good morning. Today is Wednesday, March 27, 2024. This really will be the last class, episode 36 in the series Cosmology and Earth History. What I'd like to do today, if you've been with me or been listening for the whole series of three dozen episodes, you're quite familiar with an in-depth analysis of Ra's cosmology, timeline, history. And I want to make concluding remarks today, which are hopefully integrative and some new material, perhaps. New material in the sense of summary conclusions and ramifications we can draw from this study of solar system Earth history for the last 700,000 years. First point is to read through the titles of the PDF put together by Lawrence Monzo, my friend, who did a fine job. Thank you very much, Lawrence, for this reworking, to some degree, my initial PDF on ET Earth history. I want to read through the titles from the beginning to the end to give a sense of the sweep of what we have been facing, or what, you know, in accord with Ra's view, which fits with many other views in certain particulars, many other views of esoteric history, from their view, the beginning, at least in their presentation to Don in the Law of One sessions, history that they present regarding the solar system, the particulars, begins 705,000 years ago, Maldek. So the titles of the sections of the 92 pages of the PDF starts with 705,000 to 500,000 BP, BP as before present, Maldek. 705,000 years ago, Maldek blows up. 600,000 years ago, meaning a span of 100,000 years passes, and a knot of fear, K-N-O-T. the souls of Maldek have had or seem to have had some collective responsibility, all of them there, for the destruction of the planet. And all of them, hopefully not the wanderers there, who can say, but the planet, the population as a whole, got into an astral tangle. They were then moved to the lower astral associated with Earth's third density. While Earth hadn't yet, this is time-space, or there's space-time physical and time-space non-physical, 3D non-physical, or time-space is the astral, and there are many levels there. They were moved to the 3D time-space astral, even though there wasn't really a 3D physical cycle having begun yet. They were moved here 600,000 years ago, then 500,000 years, so it took 200,000 years for them to get out of this knot of fear. The Maldek souls arrive on Earth as 2D Bigfoot, Bigfoot bodies. Then many of them, Ross said, Maldek Bigfoot mostly went to other 3D planets. So most of them went to other 3D planets. Some came to Earth. Those Maldek 3D souls came into 2D animal bodies. Well, the full untangling actually is listed here as 200,000 before present. So it took 500,000 years for the a half a million years for the full untangle of the knot of fear tangle associated with, I would imagine, most serious trauma to the individuals. Now, the majority of humanity is not from Maldek, but you've got a minority. What is the percentage for Maldek? 2%, 10%, 20%? Eh, I don't know. Could be 20%. Heavily traumatized by planetary destruction. Now, it's in the subconscious, beyond the veil, and the souls on Maldek, from Maldek here on Earth wouldn't know it consciously, but there's heavy trauma in the subconscious. And that's a, you know, a quarter, let's say, of the population, or 20%. Then 200,000 to 75,000 BP, Maldek enters Earth inner planes as 2D entities. What does that mean? They were already there, the inner planes, but there's some kind of, I'm not sure the detail on that. They get prepared to incarnate on Earth. And I believe, as we see later, the initial human population was 50% Martian, 25% ape, or up from the 2D harvestables, and 25% from elsewhere, in the sense that of the 25%, some portion were from Maldek, probably in the majority of that, 75,000 years ago. The start of the 3D cycle, each of the cycles, the master cycle of 75,000 years, the minor cycles of 25,000 years, representing one single precession of the equinox, as it said, 25,000 years, 12 times 2,000 or so, and now we're moving out. These 2,000-year cycles are very significant, very secondary, or very insignificant compared to a 25,000 or a 75,000-year master cycle. So astrology is useful, but one should put it in its place as one moderately significant influence among many. But it, the transition of Earth is not a transition, particularly from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. That's not that important. That happens every 2,000 years. The big change, obviously, is dimensional shift. So, okay, 75,000 BP, history of Confederation contacts. So, from the basis of Maldek's self-destruction, astral knot, transfer to Earth, incarnation in Bigfoot bodies, that's the that's the some of the solar system ground that preceded the formal inception of 3D physical cycle 75,000 years ago. So, notes. This is Earth's first 3D cycle. You've got Maldek with Bigfoot underground. Then you have a Martian transfer and the evolution from apes. Significantly, while the the substrate of the garden, if we say that this is the wheat and the tares growing in the garden of samsara, Earth's garden, 3D garden, the field for the season of growing for the wheat and the tares, or the souls here, the substrate is Maldek, the soil is Martian. And so this is a continuation of the Martian civilization. That's a conclusion I think that's reasonable. That based upon solar system history, which goes back further than Maldek, of course, within the timeline presented, the bedrock is Maldek. The soil above the bedrock is Martian. And thus, 75,000 years ago, in the Martian, for the transfer of Martian souls, guardians bring Martians via genetic manipulation and cloning. We have the composition of the soil of the planet. To some degree, you've got Martian soil or Martian seeds, the souls from Mars coming over. you've got not only then the bedrock of Maldek trauma and the seeds, let's say, from Mars, or some, I guess you probably, maybe it's more appropriate to say the seeds were Martian while the soil was Terran or Earth, where the Maldek, the consciousness basis is significantly Maldek. The soil, to some degree, or the collective consciousness at the start is very Martian, as the seeds are all Martian, 50% Martian. You have a second theme that was, the first theme is called bellicosity and trauma. Bellicosity and trauma is Maldek. It's also of Mars. The next theme is called genetic manipulation and hybridization, genetic modification. That's been in play here from the start. The Confederation entity Yahweh worked on the Martians coming in. And so before Lemuria, you've got the earliest initial example, at least in this timeline, of genetic manipulation, cloning, fucking around with genetics. Now, with the best of intentions, from the Confederation, Yahweh, sixth density group, maybe from Sirius, actually. So there's Ra from Venus, there's Yahweh, not Ra, as a brother or sister Confederation group, probably sixth density, likely sixth density, and possibly from Sirius, but I don't know. The theme here is, the second theme, other than bellicosity and trauma, is genetic tinkering, which is basically a well-meaning root-level intervention at the roots of body, where body, mind, spirit, the roots of the root, the roots of the foundation of consciousness being body, physical, body, genetics, were tampered with with the best of intentions before day one, or on day one. Before day one, they came in modified. Other guardians or other, I would imagine, sixth density Confederation groups, I would imagine that got to sixth density leading with wisdom rather than leading with love, felt it, the Yahweh move was infringing on free will. So there may be dissenting minority opinion in the Sixth Density Confederation regarding projects to be undertaken that are undertaken. For one reason or another, Council of Saturn let it slide. And that's another pattern we see beginning right from the start. A very lenient, what appears, to be a very accommodative Council of Saturn policy to Confederation groups, interventions, projects, green lighting. The Confederation projects were green lit pretty consistently from the start by the Council of Saturn. I'm sure in line with Yeshua's talk in the New Testament of sheer impossibility of having a growing season without the good seed and the bad seed mixed in together. It's the requirement that the good seed and the bad seed, the positively oriented, the negatively oriented, the slackers, the sleepers, the laggards, the high positive 3D, the high negative 3D, the mid-level positive negative 3D, are mixed in all together here. That is logoic design, or of logoic design, and that the purpose for which there's such a bouillabaisse here is probably associated with the fact of what appears to be a Council of Saturn accommodative policy. The Fed is accommodative. This kind of thing from the start. So all sorts of projects that, you know, end up in tears, Confederation regret, on our, my, SMH, was greenlit, was allowed by the council, because of the very unusual requirements or goals for which the mix of population is here. The population from 10 to 15 different 3D planets and Maldek and Mars and all sorts of other places, that unusual mix of good and bad seeds, high and low, developed 3D souls. Positive, negative, mature and immature, right straight up from the animals and those nearby harvestability, positive and negative. The purpose for which that combination or that the goals to be achieved for which this mix was established, this mixture for those goals, is probably harmonious with why it is the council was so accommodative to projects that later became grievous consequences from the Confederation. If you can figure out what I'm trying to say there. So, the Guardians in 8 density bring the Martians via genetic manipulation cloning. Lifespan initially is 900 years, and that's another theme, is the steady degradation of longevity and non-distortion or clarity in mind. There was a continual drop down of lifespan and orientation, the disorientation of this group, moral, spiritual, metaphysical, evolutionary disorientation. Well, you know, how could it be otherwise with such a mix in the upon the bedrock of very significant solar system trauma? The destruction of a planet affects the whole solar system. You know, every planet feels it. The planet is the logos. The planets are extensions of the logos, of course. But the whole system was racked by planetary annihilation of Maldek. And so that you have to just see that this solar system and this cycle is always, it's all a special case. The whole situation here is probably quarantined. The whole sector of the solar system, or sector of the galaxy, this solar system and surrounding environs probably is an extremely unusual case in galactic history. Okay, so Yahweh role in Mars transfer to Earth, genetic modification, 2D arrivals continued until the present day, pets, so we get entities, animals coming in from elsewhere. Consequences of mixing soul groups, yeah, well, that's another theme, is the composite nature of this 3D soul collective. So at the beginning, 50% Martian, 25% ape, 25% elsewhere, and Lawrence put in still unmixed. Yeah, they still don't get along with each other to a large degree. 75-50,000 BP, first major cycle, it's what? You got master cycle, major cycle, minor cycle. The minor cycle is probably 2,000 years. The major cycle is 25, and the master is 75,000. In the first master cycle, major is below master. So the first major cycle, 25,000 years, nothing much happened. That was Lemuria, and Orion did its best to inculcate longing for power with Easter Island heads, Nazca lines. 60,000 BP, Orion attempts first contact. Nothing much happened either. So they were a little slow on the pickup, and nothing much happened. Then there's a Confederation attempt in that first cycle of 25,000 years. Confederation aid to Mu or Lemuria about 58,000 years ago. Nothing much happened either. They were a very positive group, but helpful and harmless or something. Lemurians were very mellow. And we can see some part of that in some of the indigenous groups, cultures globally today. They're very, you know, live close to the land, in harmony with the land, don't waste, respect the land. In Australian Aboriginal folks, you know, all over the place, Central Asia, North America, South America, every continent has indigenous folks. And they are, that's what Lemuria is all about, and they're generally very kindly and benign, but that's not enough for harvest ability either. Then, time moved along, 53 to 50,000 BP, Lemurians from Deneb fled to the Americas, Siberia, and Lawrence put in Chinese are not from Deneb, unclear. No, I think they are from Deneb. It may be the Deneb star system, where there must be some 3D planets, one or several, sent their repeaters here, had sent their repeaters here by higher self and, you know, Atmanic and Council of Saturn and perhaps Guardian's assistance. There's a strong connection anyway, however, between Lemurian consciousness and Deneb and Chinese, and thus indigenous. And Ross said that he didn't put it in here, but there was a deluge, basically by natural plate tectonic shift, and that was the end of Lemuria. So even the helpful and harmless and benign and kindly Deneb souls, who we call Lemurian, or, you know, created the Lemurian culture, whatever it was, who were goodly, you know, like a lot of indigenous people are very decent. They're just benign. They're not troublemakers at all. They get washed into the ocean, and that, so even the kindly can't simply keep it going. This planet washed them away by plate tectonics and deluge of the Lemurian landmass at that time. So, you know, it's trouble upon trouble here. That's another theme. So, okay, 50,000 BP, end of the first major cycle, no harvest. 50,000 to 25,000 BP is the second major cycle. Deneb, China takes the lead, is the theme, is the title here. It means simply that the roots of Chinese culture go back a whole long way before Gongzi, Laozi, and the mythical Songdi, and the great god kings of Shang and pre-Shang China, 5,000 years ago plus. It goes back 50,000 years or something, actually. And that is probably for Sinophiles, or people who appreciate Chinese culture, as I do and Lawrence does, one of the more subtle bases of the rigidity of Chinese culture to novelty. Not technological novelty, but consciousness transformation novelty, meaning advance or development of consciousness in the ways of moving from rigid collectivism to a more mature balance of individualism and collective collective values versus individualism, right? East is collective, West is individualist. It's required for races or beings in 3D cycle to move out of a strictly groupthink mind, out of reactionary so-called, or past-looking, backwards-looking culture, to forwards-looking, appreciating the best of the past and taking it with you and developing it with new growth too. That doesn't happen much in Chinese culture, as far as I can see. They're pretty set in their ways, and that's because their ways have been going on for 30,000 years, or something like that. Then South America advancements, elder race, lifespan 700 years, and that elder race, so-called, I think that phrase is from George Hunt Williamson, I believe. or one of those books, Space Brothers, Contactees from the 50s, 60s, the so-called elder race, Don used that phrase, 150 souls in South America, all harvestable, positive. And that's very doable in small communities. Today, not quite so, because of the disturbed conditions at all levels, physical, non-physical, metaphysical, energy, thought. But they had a 700-year lifespan. So you got to think about, Ross said that the diminution, the reduction of lifespan from 900 down to low point was 30 or so, or 50, in Egypt, 4,000 years ago or something. That reduction was primarily the result, initially, or the proximate result cause was disruption of the electromagnetic vortices that receive higher energy from solar and extra solar system sources and feeds it into the 3D space-time plane, and or supports the 3D space-time, or all dimensional levels of Earth, actually, as well as 3D space-time, which means body's longevity. That disruption of electromagnetic fields was the result of human bellicosity and lack of positivity, which are not the same. While 25,000 years ago, lifespan was still 700, the receptor web wasn't yet much disrupted. And so it's like a higher oxygen content. When the oxygen content, I don't know science that well, if the oxygen content was significantly higher 10,000 years ago, 50,000 years ago, that could certainly be associated with the less disturbed electromagnetic grid, but akin to that oxygen, higher oxygen in the air, beings are more vital. So bodies are more vital with higher oxygen in the environment and less disturbed electromagnetic vortices, which then would naturally translate to a less reduction of the lifespan down from 900, so to 700. They were living in a pretty spiritually charged environment. And that's to some degree also the basis of the very common idealization of the golden age of the past. Idealizing the past, the golden ages of when humanity was all telepathic and all living in harmony with nature. I don't think it was really that way fully. It was that way partly, somewhat, some places, but not completely as much as people idealize. I mean, a human mind, you know, has countless blind spots and areas, tendencies that distort, that are unrecognized. It's not simply a wrong idea. It's actually tendencies that distort, tendencies of mind. So it's a real challenge to develop Blu-ray here. So 700 years lifespan still for the elder race in akin to high oxygen atmosphere or environment, there was a very vital, life was very vital. The environment living on Earth was vital. There was a high pranic content, high pranic energy condition that would, yeah, be associated with a golden age of culture and consciousness, but it wasn't as rosy as imagined. But they still were living that long. And probably because of that higher pranic quality environment, that supported their harvestability. That supported their efforts to positive development, which they succeeded. 46,000 BP, so we're into that second cycle. Maldek souls arrive as Bigfoot, see 200,000. Apparently, Maldek Bigfoot called for help, returning to 3D. So we've got in the middle of the second cycle, Maldek souls coming out of the ape bodies and increasing human population significantly. Maldek souls coming out of Bigfoots, out of the feet, and coming into human bodies. So that changed things. Then he goes on, Orion was not involved, 46,000. So it was a sort of a natural development. But, I mean, figure how long did it take? It took what? 650,000 years for Maldek souls to get out of the Knot of Fear after they blew up their planet? That Knot of Fear lasted more than 200,000 years for some or for many. And so that's a very... You can say, or I can say, humanity is by default triggerable to great fear. That there was a Maldek souls based Knot of Fear in the astral, lower astral, from Maldek astral to human to Earth astral plane, would mean that. I would think, it's very easy for people to be triggered into panic and fear here. Panic and fear and terror and doom is very easily triggered because of the astral impression established by the transfer of the Maldek souls from Maldek to Earth's astral 75,000 years ago or 200,000 years ago. Or whatever, hundreds of thousand years ago, and it took them a whole long time to get out of the Knot of Fear on the astral, and then out of the Maldek, the Bigfoot bodies in the physical. So, I mean, that's pretty serious trauma as a deep level experience of collective Earth humanity in the collective psyche, so called, that we now. Experience is a portion of our own racial mind field. There's the personal conscious mind, the personal subconscious, the collective subconscious, or the subconscious that is collective called the racial mind. There's the planetary mind, which is more of the logoic's expression as planet Earth and its history and its nature, which is glorious, really. And then there's a logoic mind. So we've got the tree of mind, levels of mind. At the level of the racial collective, you've got heavy trauma and fear. I mean, fear and trauma go together. Trauma is the basis of fear. And fear, it's easy to trigger humans into fear. I'm sure Orion knows that, and that's why the mainstream news is basically, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. They're so crude and ugly, wearing $3,000 suits with perfectly pearly white teeth. Devils with white teeth. Yeah. So things are very upside down here, and it behooves us to know about that pretty clearly, because nearly nobody else does know. If this is true, I think it clearly is. What else is true? Carl Sagan? Fauci, the thought leaders, right? So, the blind leading the wicked, or the wicked leading the blind. So, it's not, most people are not wicked at all, but the leadership is as bad as it comes. Yeah, and they're basically, Orion pet proxy, the pet proxy elite. Anyway, okay, so Orion made some attempt at contact 45,000 years ago, failed. Atlantis started 31,000 years ago, so right towards the end of the second cycle, Atlantis begins. So Atlantis is a crossover between the second and the second and the third, or the middle and the most recent and the current cycles, major cycles. It went from 30,000 to 10,000. So Atlantis was about 20,000 years in duration, agrarian for the first 15,000. So 30,000 BP to 15,000 BP is the agrarian 75% or 3/4 of Atlantis civilization of 20,000 years or so. 3/4 is agrarian low-tech, 1/4 last 5,000 years to 10,000, 11,000 BP was high tech and self-destructive once again. But Orion has had trouble also until they figured out how to play this group. They play the group very well now. Initially, I think they had thought about increasing the harvest. Now I think they have not much interest in increasing the harvest. The idea is to keep the harvest down and keep, our pets on top. Okay, 25,000 BP and later Wanderers arrive. So Wanderers weren't much here in the first cycle and the second cycle. So the first 50,000 years or so, Wanderers weren't really needed. 25,000 BP, end of the second major cycle, harvest was low. The sole makeup at the start of the third major cycle, the last 25,000 years, 2 billion souls from Maldek, 2 billion from elsewhere, so it was 50%, not a small point, 50% of human population was Maldek at the start of Atlantis 25,000 years ago. 50% of Earth's population at the start of Atlantis had severe trauma in the subconscious and a history of astral fear, paralysis, astral binding by fear from trauma. So again, this group is heavily conditioned and triggerable to fear. Conditioned to and triggerable for the arising of fear. And fear is just one easy way to put it, because it's not just fear. It's also what I said, annihilatory dread. Dread is extreme fear. And you can be damn sure, or at least I am, humanity is much, this group, this good and bad seed, wheat and tares, is extremely triggerable to dread and doom and very serious fear by its metaphysical history. And that is a very important point for Orion and their control of these souls, and for us in our own psychology and personal experience. Even if we haven't had current lifetime trauma, this is a group that was severely traumatized, at least half of them, or something like that. And that's not a little portion or contributor to our personal experience here. And then helping others or being with ordinary folks, they have a painful history. Very painful. Okay, so 25,000 years ago, the lifespan dropped to the bottom, 3,500, or 35 to 100 years, 35. The elder race, they lived to 900. All 150 were harvestable. Population of the planet was just 345,000, less than 500,000. But half were Maldek. The response to lack of harvest in Atlantis, the council allows ET3D souls to enter the fray. ET3D souls, what does that mean? I would think it would mean an increasing from mid-Atlantean times, maybe 25,000 years ago, 20,000, that population began to grow, and the 50% Maldek figure continued to be to dilute it. So Maldek coming in at being at 50% in the beginning of Atlantis, well, diluted very considerably till the present, I'm sure. So more 3D planets, repeaters, came in during Atlantis. Next section, Atlantean contact was channeled. Okay, so that's beginning as the population grew by way of, council of Saturn approved population transfer, soul transfer from other 3D planets. The ET Confederation action started up too, to help the increasing population. 18,000 BP, Ra group visited Egypt, it didn't land. 13,000 before present, contact with Atlantis, not Ra. The lifespan down to 70 to 140. So again, from mid-Atlantis, we have the inception of Confederation positive interventions. 11,000 BP, Ra group visited in the craft, bell-shaped craft and all that. So Atlantis goes down about 11,000 years ago, 10,821. Atlantis falls part one, then Atlantis falls for good, 9,600 BP. Ra attempts to aid Egypt. Egypt was at the periphery of Atlantis, it seems. The Sphinx, I imagine, was prior to the fall of Atlantis and then took water to a high water mark up on the Sphinx, probably as a result of the Atlantis self-destruction. Ra attempts aid again, 8,500, and this is the you know, mid-phase between the fall of Atlantis and the beginning of what? Early modern age Mesopotamia, Harappa, Mohenjo-Daro, all these places in northern India, and coming down from Turkey, there were, he didn't put this in here, but the at the end of Atlantis, the Confederation supported groups, positive groups, I guess, to go to Tibet, Peru, Turkey. In the last 10,000 years, they came down from those heights. And that's, of course, why Tibetan culture and Peruvian culture are very similar. And the Middle East received those that were up in the mountains of the Caucasus, I guess, in Turkey, around there, came down to the Middle East, early civilizations, Sumeria, Akkadia, all that. And then those from Tibet came down into northern India, and then those from Peru came down to the lowlands somehow and remained kind of indigenous. So, okay, you have further attempts to aid, 7,500 BP, unnamed group attempts to aid South America. It was another Confederation group. So the major Confederation work really has happened in the last 25,000 years. Pyramids built, 6,000 to 4,500 BP. Further South American intervention, something about Viracocha. 3,600 BP was a very hot time. So basically, about 6,500 years passed between the fall of Atlantis and the major struggle or contest between Confederation and Orion influence in the Middle East that set us up to the final cultures of the modern age, of the end of this third major cycle. So that was critical. 3,600 BP, 20, you know, what is it? 1,600 BC, not that long ago. 1,600 BC, while China is quite, you know, agrarian, you've got a fiery eye in the sky and a Moses story and Akhenaten and fundamental inroads made by Orion, serious inroads, Ra used the phrase, serious inroads were made by Orion, 1600 BC, 3,000 to 3,600 before the present. Yahweh makes the giants to counter the loss of Moses to the co-opted Yahweh name. Orion counter moves. I mean, once you're counter moving negative, you've already lost. Gautama, Nityananda, they don't counter negativity. They do their great work, and their plans are not determined by negativity or response to. So anyway, okay, whatever. Yahweh made the giants. Yeah, that whole thing came from Yahweh, not Orion genetic modification, although they did their own. Ra implies Orion came first, Orion's response. Yahweh lost their name. Respond with the prophets. This whole phase, 3600 to 3300 BP, was a real anchoring of Orion influence in collective consciousness. And when Ra said serious inroads were made by Orion, we're talking about the roots of behavior, deep mind, belief, and assumption about what life is, how to live life, what's valuable, what's not valuable, thus how to achieve those values distorted with distorted presentation from Orion. That whole very, that the inroads were made into human collective consciousness, particularly to the subconscious, to the racial mind and the plant and the collective consciousness. And, you know, that's all she wrote. Orion never left again. Armageddon continues at 3300 BP. Joshua and the Giants, Ark of the Covenant, Akhenaten. We tried to do our best, but it didn't do much. 33,000 BP, Orion goes. Confederation stays in South America, makes landing in South America, and we see how that went to human sacrifice and the barbarity of the scene in South America. 2600 BP, callings, response in Greece. So that's 600 BC. So we're talking about Greek classical philosophers. Thales, Pericles, or Thales and Heraclitus particularly. Heraclitus was a wanderer. Yep. Good guy. 2300 BP, so we're talking about 300 BC. Comes close to the modern age, really. Ra tempts aid in Egypt again, then never left the Earth's 5D since the Bible, since then. And so to the extent that we can work well in mind, we have resonance with Ra, or sixth density groups. While, because sixth density, or sixth chakra, is really supra, it's a mahakalpana, great kalpana, great concept. It's really beyond the particular, it's the bridge between higher mind and Atman. And Atman knows but need not think much, and knows as a gestalt in a holistic way without needing sequential thought form procession. The sequence of sequential thought form thinking is, you know, Ra talked about the Council of Saturn. When they have some disagreement among themselves, Ra used the phrase, when a need for thought is present, they take it slow and think. Normally they don't need to think, because they just know. Likewise, sixth density or spirit, higher self, is like that. And fifth density is the access point to six, obviously. And so the development of higher mind for us helps resonate the comprehension of Atman or higher self. So likewise, sixth density groups in fifth density Earth, on the inner planes, fifth density associated time-space, are accessed by clear thinking, metaphysical thinking, holistic thinking, in terms of big matters, not just personal. 2000 BP, Jesus, Yeshua, appears, another important, very important time. 200 BP before present. So now we're, and then after that, we're into the second page of titles, page 3 on the PDF, and the modern era, common era, 200 years ago, 18th century, large increase in wanderers associated with Enlightenment, Industrial Revolution, post-Renaissance, obviously, a kickstart or a spur to development of human consciousness, higher consciousness, particularly ideal, the realm of ideas, notions of human rights, personal dignity, the positively oriented philosophy of virtue and ethics and morality for individuals, for societies, for the world, for humanity, as the righteous basis of civilization. Wanderers came in to develop those ideas because those are the foundations for higher dimensional positive groups. The, you know, a clear understanding shared by all of just what morality, ethics, and virtue is all about. The requirements of the positive path, the foundations of the positive path. They don't even seem to agree upon that here. So, okay, 20th century, nukes, UFOs, Eisenhower contact, crashed UFOs, Pascagoula, Charlie Hickson, and Sirius, inner planes negativity, organic robotoids, and Dr. Peter Beter, wanderers in the current day, and then, you know, these bonus sections of secret technology. It's not surprising, with such a history, that the acme at the end of the cycle appears as negatively high technology for negative usage. You know, bellicosity supporting technology. Technology for the deployment of service to self globally. That's no surprise. So, it's a sad matter that Tesla contributed to that. But, you know, Tesla may have, there may be a lot more, there would be surely a lot more to these apparently wholly failed Confederation interventions of technology transfer, like Tesla or the atomic community, atomic nuclear power receivers and transmission. There is more to it than the grievous consequences. There's very subtle balancing of positive, negative, or support for souls on both sides. And if Tesla was part of what Tesla's incarnation may have been all about, was actually to equalize the technological prowess of East and West for future generations. Tesla, as Council of Saturn approved, Confederation delivered, but ignorant, equalizer of East-West technological potentials for the final phase of the 3D cycle to lessen, you know, MAD, Tesla supporting MAD, mutually assured destruction, the mutual assurance associated with military parity between East and West. That parity may be seen as protective, or the worst possible choice, by Confederation, by Council, by somebody upstairs, higher dimensionally. Tesla may have been doing that, whether he knew it or not, to achieve that East-West military parity, which could be supportive to avoiding thermonuclear exchange. Whatever, the whole thing is such a messy group. The whole thing is such a mess. But the logos, you know, first you quarantine it, then they or we will figure out what to do with it. So Sharping Orion landings, humanity now 3D, but Earth already 4D. Directed incarnations, harvest is now. So that's happening. And then these notable historical figures and events, which I don't want to get into further, some positive, some negative, showing to some degree options for higher self, catalyst deliverance during incarnations where the souls are gunning for harvest, 3D souls that are potentially harvestable, positive and negative, the incarnations of souls that are near harvestable are commonly significantly overseen by Atman in a greater way than Atman higher self would normally oversee 3D incarnations. Just in case you wanted to know that. So we see that, I see that, in some of the biographies presented here in the last section of notable historical figures. So, okay, what do we take away from it all? What do I take away from it all? A brief summation of that whole thing. Well, this solar system is anomalous in its degree of disharmony and distortion in its 3D experiences. 3D Sol has been a mess, has been a battleground, has been a very tumultuous plane. The 3D plane, Maldek, Mars, Earth, has been tumultuous in the modern era. You see, before the modern era, which starts with Maldek, you've got what? You've got Venus, Ra, in 3D 2 billion years ago, they said. And before that, you've got the Council of Saturn, more than 2 billion years, more than, older than Venus 3D cycle would be Council of Saturn establishment. So the Council, the solar system may be, 5 billion years, if that matters, and Venus was in 3D 2 billion years ago. The length of time that planets spend in first and second density is long compared to 3D. But if really they were in 3D 2 billion years ago, we can presume that that Venus existed several billion years before 2, thus maybe 4. I don't know. So this solar system is maybe 5 billion years old. And the Council of Saturn started right up at the start, I would think. And Venus was in second and first density for a billion years or something, I don't know, long, long time before 3D, which was 2 billion years ago. And then less than 1 million years ago, right? I think about billion to million, right? A billion as 1,000 million. In the 999th thousand, or million, million of the thousand, of the 1,000 billions, the last million of the 1,000 millions has been all this timeline compared to Ra at 1,000 or 2,000 million years before in 3D on Venus, 2,000 millions, or is it 200? Yeah, 2,000 millions, right? In the last 1 million has been the whole of this timeline. So it's not very long in solar system history. I would imagine the Logos likes vividity. This is a strong Logos that likes vivid. So we've got vivid entertainment and vivid Maya here, Mahamaya. So this planet of Mahamaya is... giving the Logos a run for his money is quite a challenge to the Council. And, one great secret, is the greater the distortion, the greater the response, the greater the intensity of love-light response possible. Profound and singular distortion is a catalyst for the attainment of profound and singular love light. That's a very strange thing. And so the more certain qualities of love light development can only arise in response to certain qualities of profound distortion, certain level and quality of profound distortion is the only catalyst for a certain type of profound love-light response. And I think that's why the Logos takes pity on the system. And there's something quite important about this level of distortion for Logoic evolution and Council of Saturn. And the Guardians would say so. And I don't understand it fully, obviously. But this is a very important situation here. not harmonious, profoundly disharmonious, but profoundly valuable to the Logoi. Profoundly valuable to Logoi, and probably could be said more valuable to the Logoi than the middle of the bell curve with far less distorted 3D civilization. New creatures are all around. We have somebody crawling on the... Oh, my friend, the gecko. Geckos are good, except for when they shit. But that's the price you pay for their work at home, their homework, housework. I'm here in Chiang Mai, and little creatures are coming to say hello. We had a big 2-inch bee and some butterflies. We're all getting to know each other here. It's strange for them that I'm here, and it's strange for me that I'm here, too. Geckos are making their appearance as well. So, okay. So this is a very important, you know, self is a being of infinite worth. This planet and its cycle, this solar system and its history of trauma, of self-destruction, is of infinite worth. Well, is certainly very special at the far end of the bell curve of distortion and confusion and chaos, or at least, you know, negative orientation is not chaos. Positive development is not chaos. Disorientation, non-orientation, the basis of repeating 3D, is chaotic. And that chaos is extremely valuable as a catalyst used by those well-developed in Love Light, too. And so I think we as wanderers need to appreciate the singularity of the extremity of the distortion and chaos and pain and suffering of this planetary evolution in this solar system evolution, given its history. It's a drop in the bucket of solar system history. This, you know, 1 million year period after 2,000 of those million-year periods, I think my math is correct, since Ra 3D on Venus. That's part of what's going on here. A system that started out profoundly positive. Venus, they harvested right away. They moved through smooth 3D. And the Council of Saturn, totally positive, obviously. Then, hosting Maldek. And Maldek was around for a long time before it blew up or they killed themselves 700,000 years ago. I would imagine Maldek was a very long, very multiple, many cycles of 3D had gone on Maldek before 700,000 years ago planetary destruction. I would imagine. So, you know, we can't really understand what is going on here, but we can understand a little. And this is basically, you know, explanatory to some degree, supportive in comprehension to the basis of the mess we see and the angst we feel. So the angst we feel by the mess we see, by the distortions of the folks all around us and our own, is helpfully understood a little bit better, by this history and the prehistory I can presume prior to the last million years, and the value of the remarkably singular level of individual pain and collective distortion, and we can't plumb the depths of the distortions that infect your peoples. Well, that's a damn good catalyst for those in sixth density and every other higher density seeking to develop comprehension, to plumb the depths by, you know, buddhi, vivek and buddhi, wisdom, discernment, clear discrimination, differentiation. High-quality Blu-ray is well-developed in response to this group trying to understand it. And that's been my approach, to try to understand it. So basically, I'll spend this lifetime seeking further understanding, and then I'll leave. I came, I saw, I talked a bit, tried to figure out things, and then I left. That's about it. So, in any case, that may be similar for many or some of you listening in TV land. In any case, it's a saga. It's an epic saga. And yet it's all a dream. And all our questions will be answered as much as we need after the game's over and we leave the mortal coil. And now we're in the end phase. 3.7 of Earth associates with the bleed through between yellow, green, and lots of 4D positive energy or fourth density energy in the planetary field. It's a good time to be polarized. It's a good time to keep seeking. The more we seek, the more we'll find, without a doubt. Use this as you may. It's definitely important to know the lay of the land where we live. And we're living here now, and the lay of the land is ultimately its history. Physical, temporal, metaphysical, spiritual, in terms of consciousness development. Okay. I hope it's been helpful. I appreciate your being here. I wish you well. I don't think I'll be starting another series soon, but I'll talk freely, and I hope it's been useful to you. Take good care of yourselves. See you next time, and good night.